Amphibious architecture, flood-proof home designs. Instead of trying to beat back the rising flood, innovative amphibious buildings can adapt to the rising flood. These buildings are ready for whatever Mother Nature might throw at them, even 10-foot floodwaters. Let's take a look at just two of them. The UK's first amphibious house is located on the Thames River, and the first amphibious building in Britain will be completed soon. Baca Architects designed this home for a couple who wanted to live on a flood-prone island in the Thames River, an island easily attacked by floods. This building is equipped with a terraced landscape, and this terraced landscape acts as an early warning system when the waters are rising. The terraces will be filled with water before the wet dock under the house does, and then the home itself will slowly rise to stay above the water. Residents of Makoko in Nigeria have been building houses on stilts for generations. People there go from one house to another by canoe. As sea levels are rising, officials threaten to tear down the entire community. If these houses are torn down, 250,000 people will be homeless and have to look for a new place to live. Architects found a solution in floating structures with improved sanitation conditions. The first completed example is a 3-story, solar-powered school. This amazing floating school addresses social, physical, and ecological needs. Built on top of 256 recycled blue barrels, the school buildings are made of triangular bamboo and wood. Makoko's residents made full use of their skills when building these structures. With 3 levels, the solar-powered high school has room for 100 local kids and recycles rainwater to flush the toilets. And the cost for the whole school structures was under $7,000.